This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. China claimed 3 gold medals on the first day of the Tokyo Olympics on Saturday, and a cyclist became just the second competitor in Ecuador's history to top the podium with victory in the road race. As the troubled buildup to the pandemic-delayed games gave way to the first full day of competition, China secured victories in shooting and weightlifting. The host country, Japan, celebrated its first gold medal of the games in judo, but saw fan favorites in men's gymnastics and swimming eliminated. 17 new COVID Olympic-related cases were announced, taking the total number to 123, of which 12 are athletes. Organizers are also tracking the progress of a tropical storm heading towards Tokyo, with forecasters saying it could arrive on Tuesday. French local television is reporting anti-riot police fired tear gas on Saturday as clashes broke out during protests in central Paris against COVID-19 curbs and vaccination. Television pictures showed police trying to push back demonstrators near a railway station after the protesters toppled a police motorbike carrying several officers. At another protest called by far-right politicians in West Paris, demonstrators opposing antivirus measures carried banners reading, quote, "Stop the dictatorship." French lawmakers are due to vote this weekend on a bill drafted by the government aimed at setting up a health pass and mandatory vaccination for health workers. Uganda this week doled out 25 million euros to government lawmakers to buy new cars, sparking outrage in a poor country troubled by the coronavirus pandemic. Each of the 529 MPs were handed 200 million shillings, or 48,000 euros, about $56,000, to get new vehicles at a time when COVID-19 cases are surging. This is VOA News. Airline flights have been